Hey friends, thank you so very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. So, happy 2022. Interest rates are at zero. Our government is printing money, $5 trillion in new money to be exact. We're told Russia's on the verge of waging war with Ukraine. What could possibly go wrong? Meanwhile, consumer confidence is at a 10-year low. Inflation is at 7.5%. Something's not adding up, is it? So what can you do? You can play it safe by putting some of your assets into precious metals and keeping your money free from inflation. This month, Noble Gold is giving away a free 1/10 ounce solid gold American Eagle coin with any qualifying plan. So talk to an expert at Noble Gold and they'll run you through the options for keeping your money safe. No pressure, no hassle, no call centers. Just a chance to speak to someone who knows what they're talking about. How refreshing would that be? Call 877-646-5347 or visit the website noblegoldinvestments.com.
People are dying in the hospital from remdesivir plus ventilator. I think all of them should be charged for murder. All of them, not just Dr. Fauci. And I can say that as a board certified medical doctor, that I think that physicians who fail to look at the facts, who fail to look at other options, and are continuing to goose step to what the algorithms are for the sake of the bonuses that they're getting, all of them should be tried for murder.
Hey guys, Sean from SGT Report here. That was one of my favorites, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. She, Clay Clark, and Aaron Antis join us for this most important update. Thanks for tuning in. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Well, a couple of weeks ago, Bitcoin was up 20% in just 5 days, and now it's down 10%. Yes, crypto is a very volatile space, but that's exactly why a lot of people are making a lot of money. And I want you to know there's a way your capital gains can go tax-free legally, and you can do it through My Digital Money. With My Digital Money, you can buy and sell cryptocurrencies through a crypto IRA and not pay any taxes. And we all know how big the gains could be. Last year, Ethereum gained 450%. With a My Digital Money crypto IRA account, you don't have to pay taxes on any of that. And here's the best part. My Digital Money is giving away $50 to new cash accounts. Just use the code MDM50. Go to MyDigitalMoney.com and open your account now to get your free $50. MyDigitalMoney.com. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so very much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGT Report here, and I am absolutely delighted to have back on the line after a very long time, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Clay Clark, and his guest there, Aaron Antis. First, Doc, how are you?
I'm delightful. So glad to be back with you. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks for coming on. The last time you were on, it was you, me, and Catherine Austin Fitz, and we were talking about the Vax, the mRNA jab, and this Great Reset. Clay, I know you're very concerned about the Great Reset. Has Klaus Schwab reached out to you and asked you to join his Young Global Leaders program yet?
Klaus has not, and I would sincerely love to have Klaus speak at one of our Reawaken America tours. If you're out there listening, Klaus, because I think that people would love to have him say to them to their face why he wants to take away everybody's freedoms and liberties. Because what's happening is he always states how he, what he wants to do with the lives of our American listeners out there and the Canadian listeners, people all over the world. But he always says it from some distant, remote World Economic Forum event, removed from the people whose lives he's trying to dramatically impose his will upon. So I would love to have him come speak at a Reawaken America tour. That would be interesting.
Now, for those in Canada listening who are starting to wake up to all of this, as your freedoms are literally taken away by the tyrant, Justin Trudeau, it should be noted for those listeners, if they don't know it, that Justin Trudeau is among the young global leaders of the WEF, as is Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland.
We will be putting forward measures to put those tools permanently in place.
Both of whom seem very eager to end the freedoms of Canadians who don't want to be mandated to take the vaccine. Now, keep in mind, that's what this trucker convoy was all about. They just don't want to be forced jabbed. But Trudeau and Freeland, well, I guess they're going to play ball with Klaus. And so where does that leave Canadians? I mean, at this point, if they won't allow peaceful protests, then isn't revolution inevitable?
Well, it seems to me that, you know, the few clips that I've seen of Trudeau speaking, he's so confident that he's going to win. And that he, you know, and it's like double down on every single thing that they've done. I mean, the confiscation of assets, the confiscation of bank accounts, properties, jobs, license plates for the truckers. I mean, I agreed with you that the only place where we can go from here, the Canadians have made such a big deal, and rightfully so, about peaceful revolution, that they have to do things peacefully. I saw an amazing clip of a whole bunch of people kneeling and praying together out in the snow, and they don't want to do anything that has anything to do with violence. And, you know, the problem with getting into violence in these kinds of revolutions is the government has bigger guns and more bullets. And so, it's just going to disintegrate into something really ugly. But now Trudeau wants to make his executive order permanent and the banking confiscation permanent. And I don't know what's going to happen with Canada. And is what's going to have to happen? Are other countries going to have to come to their assistance? I mean, what other options are there, Sean?
Well, I don't know. And one of the issues that people are concerned about, Mike Adams at Natural News reported about this, as did others. It appears United Nations airplanes were on the ground in Canada. And it appears that at least some of the men and women, some of the stormtroopers pretending to be police officers, did not have badges and may well have been mercenaries or people from the UN troops brought in from other countries. Now, there's a bit of conjecture there. We don't know for sure, but the fact of the matter is they weren't wearing badges. They were dressed like stormtroopers, and they're there to end the freedoms of Canadians. Clay, what do we do? What do Canadians do? And don't be fooled for a second. Joe Biden would love to do the same thing here if he could.
Well, let me do this first. Let me just play just one little audio clip. It's like 45 seconds long. I just want people to hear this, okay, so we understand who the enemies are. Okay, so let's just listen to this audio clip briefly. This is Klaus Schwab when speaking at the John F. Kennedy School of Government. And I know for you, Mr. SGT, as well as for Dr. Tenpenny and Aaron, this is maybe old news, but for people out there that don't understand the profundity of the corruption, I just want people to hear this audio clip briefly. This is Klaus Schwab speaking at the John F. Kennedy School of Government. Here we go.
And I have to say, when I mention our names like Mrs. Merkel, even Vladimir Putin and so on, they all have been young global leaders of the World Economic Forum. Mm-hmm. But what we are very proud of now, the young generation, like Prime Minister Trudeau, President of Argentina and so on, that we penetrate the cabinets. So yesterday I was at a reception for Prime Minister Trudeau, and I would know that half of this cabinet, or even more, half of this cabinet are actually young global leaders of the World Economic Forum.
Okay, so he just said that Merkel, Aaron, from Germany,
Putin
from Russia,
Argentina,
Trudeau, and he's also said on a different video clip that I won't play today, but that Xi Jinping, China, is under his influence.
Yeah.
Okay, so we know that, right? So that we know that's what's happening.
Yep.
And then there's a video clip that people can easily find. If we go to rumble.com and we search for The Great Reset, you can easily find it. It's Klaus Schwab hosting a World Economic Forum transhuman meeting of the minds, attended by Joe Biden.
He's on the front row.
And Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah. And they're taking notes. And when Klaus Schwab finishes speaking, they stand up and go, oh, yes,
this is so good.
This is so good. So we know that is, in fact, what is happening right now. We also know that Dr. Yuval Noah Harari has recently emerged as being like the front man for the World Economic Forum agenda. And Dr. Yuval Noah Harari has said, let's listen to this here. This is the audio of Dr. Yuval Noah Harari. They're asking him, what is the Great Reset? What's the actual agenda? What is it, sir? This is what he says.
The vaccine will help us, of course. It will make things, you know, more manageable.
Surveillance. People could look back in 100 years and identify the coronavirus epidemic as the moment when a new regime of surveillance took over, especially surveillance under the skin, which I think is maybe the most important development of the 21st century.
Okay, so that's what their agenda is. So who is their agenda? Klaus Schwab, China, have influence over, and others have influence over, China, Merkel, Canada,
Putin,
Biden. Who do they not have influence over? You, the listener out there. All right?
That's about it.
And so we are living through, I believe, the fulfillment of the scriptures, of the Bible. This is my worldview.
Yeah.
And so the bill, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com/revelation, you can see, and again, the Bill Gates and Dr. Zelenko did a wonderful job speaking about this at the Reawaken America tour we just had in Ohio, where Dr. Tenpenny was absolutely a crowd favorite there. People in Ohio love her.
Yes,
but on March 26, 2020, Bill Gates, Microsoft, filed for a patent for a cryptocurrency system using body activity with a publication number W02020060606, thus making it technologically possible for no man to buy or sell unless he has the technology inside his body. So what's going to happen right now, and I'm not being prophetic, I'm just telling you because I've read the book called The Great Reset, as well as the book called The Great Narrative. This is their plan. They wanted to implement medical tyranny. Check. They wanted to implement, so medical fraud, election fraud, then monetary fraud. And all of this is made possible by religious fraud and mainstream media fraud. I repeat, medical fraud, election fraud, then monetary fraud, all made possible by religious fraud and mainstream media fraud. So what's going to happen there, Mr. SGT and your listeners, is they're going to intentionally collapse the value of all fiat currencies throughout the world. And they're going to say, oh, because of this pandemic, we had to collapse the, you know, the value of the hyperinflation. The dollar just couldn't keep up.
Yep.
The Canadian dollar just couldn't keep up. The Australian, you know, money couldn't keep up. And so now you're all valued at $0, because if you go to the store and you want to buy a loaf of bread, it's like $47, $47 for a loaf of bread. It's $10 for a gallon of gas. And so because of that, we're going to go ahead and do a reset.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I did was a reset. I don't know if you guys remember playing. Do you ever play video games in the 80s or 90s?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and a lot of times you'd have that bully friend of yours, a cousin of yours.
Uh-huh.
He would come over and you'd be beating him in a game of like Madden football or something.
Uh-huh.
And he would be frustrated with you.
Tecmo Bowl.
And what he would do is he would hit the reset button if you were too far ahead.
Hated that.
So what's going to happen they're going to say, it's so bad. It's too bad. We just need to reset to a world without borders, to a world without property ownership. And you'll have no money and no property, and you're going to be happy.
The bully kid, Klausy Schwab.
That's what's going to happen. Yeah.
You used a really important word, fraud. This is all fraud. It's all built on fraud. And Orwell said, all tyrannies rule through fraud and force. But once the fraud is exposed, they must rely exclusively on force. And that's what we're seeing in Canada. So here's my question. How do they think they're going to get away with this? How are they going to get away with this when the American people and the Canadian people are waking up to this blatant, in-your-face, obvious tyranny? Trudeau gets to sleep snug in his bed at night, safe in the belief that he will never be pulled out of that bed and hung in the town square. Does Chrystia Freeland, do they just have blanket protection from Klaus Schwab? Or will patriots stand up and do something? And I'm not calling for violence, but honest to God, this is war. They've declared war on Canadians. So how does this end, Clay? How does this end, Doc?
Well, I'll go first. I'll just say this is I would open up my Bible personally to Matthew chapter 24. And I believe Matthew chapter 24 is very articulate as to what happens. And I know there's somebody out there that says, this is not as positive as I wanted. And I'm not negative. I'm not saying I'm not waving the white flag. I'm not doing that. I'm just telling you, I believe we are seeing the fulfillment of biblical prophecy. If you open up your Bible to Matthew chapter 24, I believe personally, we're right around right now, verse 8. Which says, and all these are the beginning of sorrows, and they shall deliver you up to be afflicted, and they shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure till the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. I do believe that we are witnessing the worldwide persecution of Christianity and our God-given freedoms. And I believe Christians, which I have said that I'm a Christian. I am a Christian. I believe I'm a Christian. I believe in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I believe that we're all going to have to pick up our cross and fight against persecution. But what I also know, The only glimmer of hope I've got, I got two little glimmers of hope here. For the first time since 1991, there's more people that identify as being a Republican than a Democrat. And there's many corrupt Republicans, but, you know, there's that's a positive news stat.
Yep.
87% of people have stopped watching CNN. That's before their top executive at CNN resigned. 87% of people have said they quit watching CNN. And then the final thing I have that's positive is the Durham report, the Durham investigation. We're going to have Kash Patel on our show next week. And General Flynn obviously is very aware of this. Kash Patel is aware of this. Peter Navarro is aware of this. And if the information can get in front of a grand jury that will do the right thing and they'll actually indict people, you could have people such as Hillary Clinton being indicted. And then I could see a path into the White House quickly for President Trump. So I'm just praying until my head explodes while trying to educate every single person I can about the truth, because I feel like a lot of people still don't know what's going on. And I talked to a lady in Ohio, sweet lady. She came up to me day two and she said, I love this event. Loved it so much. And thank you. I said, what did you love about it so much? She goes, meeting all these new people. I had no idea who these people were. Mm. And I said, so what drew you? She said, well, I saw Eric Trump was coming. Mm-hmm. And she said, I saw Mike Lindell was coming. And I saw General Flynn. I wanted to show my support. So that I'm encouraged that more people woke up there. But I'm also a little bit freaked out that here we are 3 years into it. And some people are just now discovering this information that Dr. Tenpenny and so many other great experts have been discussing at length for a decade.
Yeah, and in a second, I want to play a soundbite from a trial that is going on, a grand jury style trial held by Reiner Fulmick and his friends, the Crimes Against Humanity trial. I want to play a soundbite from Dr. Brian Artis in a minute, but first, let me play this for Dr. Tenpenny and get her thoughts. This is Del Bigtree talking about the fraud. Again, fraud, fraud, fraud. It's all fraud. In this case, he's talking about the fraud of the CDC, which is not only not investigating the VAERS deaths, not only are they not investigating the vax problems, but rather they're advertising the vax. Listen to this.
We have more reports from this one vaccine than every vaccine combined since the beginning of the VAERS system run by the CDC. And yet no one in media seems to care. No one at the CDC seems to care. And you got to ask yourself, why? Well, if there's a problem, wouldn't the CDC look into it? I was thinking about that this morning as I was thinking about talking about this. And as I went through Facebook, where I tried to see what's going on and what people are saying, I saw like seven ads from the CDC. They look like this: four things you can do to protect yourself from Omicron, get vaccinated. Another one. I mean, they're just all over the place. Which COVID booster should I get? These are ads. They're being paid for by the CDC, meaning the CDC is the advertising arm for pharma when it comes to vaccination. You have to recognize that's the truth. Did you know that pharma can't advertise an emergency use product? They can't advertise a vaccine for pregnant women because it hasn't been approved for pregnant women. That would all be illegal, but it's not illegal for our government health agency to advertise it. Now think about this. The advertising arm for pharma when it comes to vaccines are the same exact people that are entrusted with testing the safety. And when they see a signal like that going through the roof, more reported deaths than any vaccine all put together since the beginning of the VAERS system, vaccine adverse events reporting system, they don't even look at it. They go, we don't trust that. We don't believe in it. They do crazy things on VAERS like report car accidents.
This is classic fascism. The CDC, the FDA, the FCC, by the way, approving 5G, fast-tracking it, they're all captured. They're wholly captured by corporate entities, and that is the clinical, that is the Mussolini definition of fascism. Dr. Tenpenny, your thoughts on what you just heard?
Well, he's right. I mean, this is exactly, we've known this for years. This is never, this, it's just that it's all coming to light now surrounding these COVID shots. You know, I've been studying, reading about, writing about, speaking about conferences all over the world. I mean, I did more than 600 interviews from March 2020 through December of 2021. I did over 600 interviews and I've written two books and on and on and on. All that's happening now that everybody seems to be just like so unbelievably surprised about is really an extension of what's been going on for the last 30, 40 years. The problems with the VAERS database, the problems with the lack of safety testing, the problems with the lack of efficacy, meaning it doesn't keep you from getting sick, any of the shots. And it doesn't keep you from, it doesn't lower the mortality rate and doesn't decrease the hospitalization rate of these COVID shots. And so now, like what Clay was alluding to about what it says in the Bible, you know, there's lots of Bible verses that say all things that are hidden, will come to light. And the things that are coming to light now, people act like it's a brand new thing. You know, it's been going on for a really long time. In fact, the VAERS database was set up in conjunction with the 1986 Vaccine Injury Compensation Act. And so this has been around for a long time. Now, having said that, I'm grateful that it's the COVID shot that is bringing this all to light so that people can see that all of the shots, all of them, from the beginning, from hepatitis B on day one of birth, through all flu shots, polio, pertussis, Hib, hepatitis B, on and on and on, all of the 72 shots in the pediatric childhood schedule, all of them are bioweapons. And we need to start referring to all of them as unnecessary injection of foreign matter as a bioweapon to children under 6 months of age.
I couldn't agree more. I have vaccine damaged kids, one with a severe ADHD and one with some other issues. And I firmly believe that had we not vaccinated our children when they were little, we would be in a different situation now. I want to play one more soundbite for you guys. Let me just do this while it's fresh in my head, Clay, and then we'll get your thoughts. Yeah. And Dr. Tenpenny, I want you to weigh in on this. This is Dr. Brian Artis in that grand jury trial, Crimes Against Humanity, held by Reiner Fulmick and his team, making the case that Dr. Anthony Fauci should be charged with murder and tried for murder based on his role in remdesivir and these protocols. And now they want to roll out remdesivir for babies. For babies. Listen to this.
3 days before the FDA says now you have to use remdesivir, citrobimab, Paxlovid, and these other expensive drug, molnupiravir. 3 days before that, the world needs to know this. The jury needs to know it. This drug that causes acute kidney failure, liver failure, and heart failure, it was just increased by the FDA January 21st. I'll read this to you. Fact sheet for healthcare providers, EUA, emergency use authorization of Veklury remdesivir for the treatment of coronavirus 2019 in pediatric patients weighing 3.5 kilograms. They are now authorizing remdesivir to be pumped into the veins of all newborns weighing 7 pounds or more and anyone in between. And they are PCR testing babies in hospitals as soon as they're born, looking to see if they test positive with a PCR test, and they will take them and inject them intravenously with remdesivir, a proven drug that kills heart cells called cardiomyocytes, liver failure, and kidney failure.
Guys, for anybody who wants to watch that whole thing, listen to it. It's about 40 minutes long. It's on my site, thephaser.com. Actually, it might be closer to an hour, but Dr. Brian Artis lays out all of the facts
right,
that really should lead to Dr. Anthony Fauci being charged for murder.
You know, I want to intercede there. It should not just be Dr. Anthony Fauci charged for murder.
True.
It should be every physician who's failed to read the information and understand the renal failure, the kidney failure, the liver failure that happens from these drugs, and insists on giving this drug to a COVID positive person who may just have a positive test, like we've been saying for 2 years now, that we have a case-demic, not a pandemic, and that we are giving this drug to, and many people are dying in the hospital from remdesivir plus ventilator. I think all of them should be charged with murder, all of them, not just Dr. Fauci. And I can say that as a board certified medical doctor, that I think that physicians who fail to look at the facts, who fail to look at other options, and are continuing to goose step to what the algorithms are for the sake of the bonuses that they're getting, all of them should be charged for murder, should be tried for murder.
Couldn't agree more. And by the way, in that presentation, he does cite the 20% bonuses. It's all on the record. 20% bonus to the hospital when they diagnose COVID, 20% bonus when they put the people on remdesivir, 20%. I mean, it's endless bonuses. It's bribery. And I couldn't agree with you more. I continue to take to the woodshed a doctor in our state, Dr. Eileen Crespo, who continues to peer in these CDC-driven narratives about the vaccine is safe and effective. You should run out immediately and get your kids vaxxed. Now, she must know what I know. Or maybe she doesn't. Is this all willful ignorance? Could these people be this stupid at this point, Doc?
Yes, because when you are in that deep in a coma and that you have bought the Kool-Aid and drank so many gallons of it, it's very hard for somebody to suddenly go, oh, wow, I guess I got that wrong. Excuse me. You know, I need to backpedal here. Please forgive me. I didn't do my homework. And all these people that died because of what I said, I'm really so sorry. Please forgive me. How many times do you ever hear that come out of somebody's mouth, Sean? Like, never.
Right. Right. It's pride. Pride goeth before
pride,
the fall.
Yes. And it's pride and it's greed. You know, the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil, not money. The love of all money, the love of money, which translates into being greedy and possessive and putting your desire for money above everything else, including the safety of your patients that you swore an oath to protect.
Yeah. Hey, Clay, have you seen the interviews? I don't have his name in front of me. Oh, I know it. It's Edward Dowd, I believe. He is the former BlackRock manager who is now blowing the whistle on all of this. And he says, Wall Street knows. Look at Moderna stock. Wall Street knows about this fraud and Pfizer knows they're caught. They know it. They're caught and their stock's going to plummet next because the fraud is.
They already have plummeted, haven't they?
Yeah, Moderna's down in the Moderna's down a lot. And I think Pfizer's down around 19-20%.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a lot I want to share real quick that this is me personally repenting. And maybe this helps somebody out there. Okay. The word repent means to acknowledge that you did something wrong and then to try to go the opposite way. That's what that means. You know, so on a very literal way, if I'm going, all right, kids, I've been driving around without GPS, without a map for several hours, and I don't know where I'm going. So now I'm going to go seek the guidance of someone who does know where we're going and then go the right way as opposed to going the wrong way. Or it means to be Saul in the Bible, who used to feed, Aaron, you went to Bible college, Rama Bible College. You know, this Saul used to do what with Christians?
Feed them to the lion.
Right. Yeah. And then it's going, okay, God shows you the light. And then you go the opposite way of that. So what I'm seeing right now, this is just my own life, is I was very, very interested in sports. I was very interested in sports. And to the point where sports were like my God in high school. I mean, I was into it. I was into basketball. My whole goal was, I just want to dunk.
So wait a minute. Let's just jump to the chase here. Are you saying that these doctors have time to repent and should repent? Is that the call to action? Because that's said in my last video where I took that woman to the woodshed again, Eileen Crespo. I said, repent. You are on the wrong side of history and you have blood on your hands.
I'm gonna keep going. I'm almost there. I promise you. So I wanted to dunk a basketball. It was the goal. And, you know, once I got to a level where I could dunk a basketball, then it occurred to me, I'm never going to play in college or the NBA. Wow, this was a massive waste of time. And what's happening is a lot of people right now, like the CEO of Moderna, he deleted his Twitter account. He just dumped $400 million of Moderna stock. The co-founder dumped $1 billion of Moderna stock. And they think that somehow, this is what the transhumanists believe. They believe at some point they get to go and have eternal life because of transhumanism. They believe they can make a bunch of money. This is if you listen to Klaus Schwab, he believes he can create eternal life through transhumanism. He actually believes this, which you can't. He believes this. Elon Musk believes this. So as long as these people actually believe, it's atheists and it's godless people, it's people that reject God. These people are going to follow this path all the way to the end. Because let me tell you what, the CEO of Moderna, he knows that he can't take his billions of dollars of stock with him. And if you listen to, I just put a video up on Rumble today that was posted by the World Economic Forum. And this video starts off, it's the craziest thing I've ever seen, Mr. SGT. It's the craziest thing. This is the World Economic Forum. And at the event, they have a presenter. She gets up there. And this is what she says. Listen to the first line of this. This is her presenting at the World Economic Forum. This is the presenter. Listen to this. Listen to this sick freak. This is what these people, these godless people, actually believe. It's like a 5-second clip. It'll blow your mind. Listen to this. Here we go.
When humans become cyborg session, you know, I always want to be a cyborg. I'm waiting for the day to become one. But let's see. Like today, we like to really talk about the recent developments of brain computer.
These people want to be cyborgs. They think this is how they're going to live forever. So what's going to happen is the people that know God and find God need to repent. And what wonderful thing about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is he will absolutely forgive you. Even Saul, who fed Christians to lions, he will forgive you. It's not about your past. It's about your future. Yeah. He'll forgive you. And then you have to repent and go the opposite way. But for these godless transhumanism people, this woman who just said she's always wanted to be a cyborg, for Elon Musk that's been testing Neuralink on monkeys, CNN finally reported monkeys are dying because he's putting brain chips in their head. He's trying to, they believe this. They believe that when you get to a certain age where your physical body's dead, you can take your memories and all your thoughts in your brain and take that chip and move it into a new body.
Hey, friends, thank you so very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. Just a quick word about our sponsor. So, happy 2022. Interest rates are at zero. Our government is printing money, $5 trillion in new money to be exact. We're told Russia's on the verge of waging war with Ukraine. What could possibly go wrong? Meanwhile, consumer confidence is at a 10-year low. Inflation is at 7.5%. Something's not adding up, is it? So what can you do? You can play it safe by putting some of your assets into precious metals and keeping your money free from inflation. This month, Noble Gold is giving away a free 1/10 ounce solid gold American Eagle coin with any qualifying plan. So talk to an expert at Noble Gold and they'll run you through the options for keeping your money safe. No pressure, no hassle, no call centers. Just a chance to speak to someone who knows what they're talking about. How refreshing would that be? Call 877-646-5347 or visit the website noblegoldinvestments.com.
Well, better than that, said Clay, not into a new body. They want you to take all those memories, thoughts, and emotions and move it into your nodal avatar that's out in it, that is synthetically made replication of you through quantum entanglement. And the quantum entanglement happens as soon as the shot is injected into your body, the genetic modification technology, and all of the things we have now found inside of these shots now being reported by four countries, you know, first by Spain, then Germany, then New Zealand, and now most recently in the last couple of weeks from the UK, the tiny little microchips that are injected into your body that are the fraction of a size of a grain of rice. The quantum entanglement that happens to move us into the Internet of Things and the Internet of Bodies. And what she's talking about through the quantum entanglement of being the cyborg, it's like the days of the Star Trek, the next generation, where they're talking about the Borg, where their mantra is, resistance is futile and you will be assimilated and have all of these things work as one collective so that you will own nothing and enjoy it. And it'll be the social credit scores. It'll be all the things that you won't be able to buy, sell, and trade unless you are connected to the Internet of Things electronically. This is all moving, as like you said, into the end stages, in the beginning of the end stages of time through the Book of Revelation, in my opinion. And also it's happening in real time. And they started these things. I found an article. It was actually a book and also an article that were written in 1956 that said that as of now, meaning 1956, we have the technology available to be able to transmute people's brains and memories so that they become different human beings. And as they become different human beings, they are part of the quantum entanglement and that they will never be able to relieve that because of who they are. And this is happening like right now. And we've known that, and they've been moving this forward since 1956. I saw videos from 2007 and 2010. Imagine how much further along they are on making this become a reality through these injected materials.
I would like to save all of these people a ton of time and read the simplest way for them to do everything they've been working on for all these years in a very short period of time. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. That is the answer to everything they're working on, and they don't need to be a cyborg.
Except they are stated transhumanists, and many of them are avowed Satanists.
Oh, yeah.
And so they really, what their intended purpose of all of this is to return all of us back to the tribe of Nimrod, the Babylonian mystery schools, and that what they have done with the quantum computers to house the artificial intelligence is like modern day Tower of Babel. And that this is where we are to try to move everything back. I mean, when this first started happening back in March of 2020, I sat back and said, wow, This is kind of interesting. You know, same playbook, different virus, but oh my goodness, this is Satan's last hurrah. And that what they are doing now with the artificial intelligence that they have been developing for decades, I mean, ever since 1956, when they talk about continual testing to harvest our DNA and to move us into the transhumanism movement. I mean, it's real. It's not like some futuristic, you know, Matrix type movie that, boy, won't that sound like something sci-fi someday? It's happening in real time right now.
Could I submit, Sean, as a new form of Christian cursing? Could I suggest that all Christians, if we're really irritated at someone, we call them a Nimrod? Could I just suggest?
I like that.
We should.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. And let me just read this because it reminds me, I'm reminded of it because of what Dr. Tenpenny just shared about quantum entanglement and transhumanism and what they seek to do to humanity, get us all on the Internet of Things, King James Version. And in those days shall men seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. That is the great promise of transhumanism. They want you in their computer world, right? In their digital world, they want to own you, literally own you, body and soul. And so maybe, and I don't say this lightly, you know, to Bob Saget and his family, I'm sorry that happened to Bob, but maybe Bob got lucky. I mean, because for those who do end up in this system, that Bible passage resonates. Bob was very glad to share the information that he took the booster.
Here is one of the last videos he put out talking about how he had just received the booster.
I love doing stand-up. I love touring right now. As you could tell, it just means a lot more now because people are, you know, some people are just getting out for the first time. I'm touring the whole country trying to make people laugh. And so I just got my booster. So I'm going to keep, I don't know what that's worth because a new variant comes out every 10 minutes, but what the hell? I'm going to go make people laugh.
Guys, I'm coming back to you. I'm sure you've all seen the video of comedian Heather McDonald.
Yes.
Yes. Basically mocking God, saying Jesus loves me best as she bragged about taking the vaccines. Hmm. And then she collapsed and she got a skull fracture. Well, it's said that Bob Saget had catastrophic head wounds, catastrophic, like falling from a three-story building or getting hit in the back of the head with a baseball bat. You know, it does beg the question, was it the vaccine that killed Bob Saget? That's the question Del Bigtree's asking, and I wonder the same, but the mainstream media will have none of it. None of it. Can never be the vaccine.
Well, I'm gonna share something here. I'm a big facts guy. I'm just a big facts guy. I'm not a big theory guy. I'm a big facts guy. That's what I do. And I can just say that the fact that the media doesn't want you to cover it, that's a fact. And the fact that he had catastrophic head injury that was consistent of that of a being hit by a baseball bat, that's a fact. Those two facts would lead me to believe there's something they don't want us to know. Mm-hmm. And all I know is another example, just this week, this past week, 3 days ago, this sick, twisted freak, Jean-Luc Brunel, mm-hmm. who worked with Epstein to recruit young women into this world of sex slavery and whatever else he was doing with these women. They found him hung in his cell. Somehow the cameras, the high security prison, somehow the cameras weren't on all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. And he's hanging there, very Epstein-like, actually related to Epstein. So all I know is whenever we get really close to the truth, mm-hmm. it's like Ghislaine Maxwell, she's about ready to tell what's going on. And they say, oh, we don't want to release the names of the 8 people involved because we just don't want to divulge their names. No, we don't. So I feel like we're in a culture where I don't know that we're ever going to see the truth revealed to the way that we want to, mm-hmm. but God knows. And I just go back to this, and this probably isn't the answer that people want to hear, but I've got 5 solutions for people today that I feel are very practical. One, you don't need to live in fear over COVID-19 or any other variant. I mean, Dr. Tenpenny and other doctors like Dr. Zelenko have made very, they've been very blatant about the treatments that exist for COVID-19, which even I can understand. There's budesonide, there's ivermectin, there's hydroxychloroquine. And our team, we've put a site together at timetofreeamerica.com/treatments where we link the doctors who speak at the events and you can find their websites, and they'll treat you if you have COVID-19 or you have COVID-19-like symptoms. That's a fact. And people just simply aren't dying. I mean, Aaron, we haven't shut down our companies and hundreds of employees. Nobody's dying. Thousands of customers. Nobody's dying. Yeah. Two, if you're looking for jobs that don't require the COVID-19 vaccines, I know so many listeners right now are going, what can I do? My boss is forcing me to take a shot. They're coercing me to take a shot. I need to feed my family. I have very little savings. I get it. So one, I would recommend that you find a job that doesn't require the COVID-19 vaccines. And you can find those at timetofreeamerica.com. Three, and I'd love for Dr. Tenpin to talk about it, but she's working on an unbelievable option of healthcare facilities that she's developing, and I'd love for her to share about that. Fourth is when you come to the Reawaken America Tour event, how about just not being isolated anymore?
That's a good idea.
So many people come to me and they say, Clay, I met 3,000 people at this event, shook hands, but I sat next to five or six people, and we've been friends since Tulsa, friends since Tampa. One lady told me, she said, I went to the Tampa Reawaken America Tour. Then I was in California at a grocery store and I saw another woman wearing the same shirt, and we've been best friends since then. So I just encourage you to come out to one of the Reawaken America Tour events. Housekeeping note, we've got just under 400 tickets left for the sunny San Diego for the Reawaken America Tour. And you can name your price to these. April in Oregon, 47 tickets are left. And again, you can name your price to these. And then sunny Myrtle Beach. We got that in May. Coming up there. And, Eric Trump will be there. Dr. Zelenko has appeared at these. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been there. Dr. Tenpenny's been there. Thomas Wren. So many great people on the front line. Simone Gold that are fighting back. Yep. And when you get around these people, the speakers, you discover they're real people just like you that are boldly fighting back. And when you get around the attendees, you're going to find there's people fighting back. But I encourage everybody to plug in. But I really feel like I want to just applaud Dr. Tenpenny and what she's working on right now with these healthcare facilities, because there's no need that you don't need to follow the transhumanism agenda and get injected with all this gene editing technology when there are affordable and effective treatments like Dr. Tenpenny's putting out there.
Well, thank you, Clay. That was a great lead up. You know, Sean, one of the things that, I've been involved in a lot of committees talking about, there's a lot of people that are very frustrated with the current healthcare system, and it's and a lot of people are saying, we need to do something. Well, I've been involved in quite a few committee meetings and with groups around the country, and I think, everybody's trying to do something. And strategy meetings sometimes are like popcorn, they're a lot of fun, and but it's like a popcorn without a lid on it, and just things go everywhere, and it smells good and it tastes good, but it makes a mess and nobody ever does anything. So I got really super tired of not doing anything and said, okay, I'm going to be like the Canadian truckers. I'm going to get up off my couch and do something. So we formulated a business plan that we're going to be creating centers across the country to treat acute respiratory illnesses. And also we've come across some technologies to help people recover, particularly cardiovascular injuries from these shots. And we're putting them together. Our business plan is done. We've already started raising money. We've got five locations already identified here in Cleveland, Ohio. And yes, it will start in Cleveland because that's where I am. And I have to get it started here to get my hands around the business model and get around the protocols and what we're going to do. And once we get this going, we've already been approached by five states who've said, as soon as you get your first prototype going, please send one up here. You can't create a whole hospital system and expect to replicate that easily and quickly. So to start something smaller, very siloed care, very targeted care of what people need right now, early treatment for respiratory illnesses, if it's COVID, early aggressive treatment, get accurately diagnosed, because now everything's COVID. Doesn't matter what's, you could stub your toe. Oh, it's COVID. You have a gunshot wound to the head. Oh, it's COVID. So we need accurate diagnosis, early aggressive treatment, to get people used to a new business model of healthcare, away from the complete dependency on insurance, which binds their hands of what the treatment they can get, what doctors can do, and to find out a whole lot more about it and go back there frequently, because the website's constantly being updated and changed. Is if you go to the Tenpenny Alliance.org. There's a donate button there. It's a 501c3. All of your contributions, whether it's $10 or $100 or $1,000 or more, are all tax deductible contributions where we will funnel the money in and then we will move it into our business model from there. So it's the Tenpenny Alliance.org. And I really appreciate the opportunity to share this with your listeners, because everybody that I've spoken to when I've talked about it at Clay's meetings all across the country, in fact, it was one of the springboards that got me moving, because every single one of Clay's events, when I would get to the point in my presentation, when I would say, we need a new healthcare system and we're determined to do something about it, I would get a roaring standing event,
yep,
or standing ovation, where people would, so I knew the demand is there. It just needs to be, if not now, when, and if not who, why not me? And so I decided to get going with it. And so it's somewhat thanks to Clay and being able to stand in front of his amazing audiences that gave me the rocket fuel to move forward with this.
That's fantastic, Doc. What we really need, and Clay knows this, is we need a parallel real healthcare system and a yes, parallel real financial system.
Yes.
That's what we need to save our country and save ourselves from what tyrants like Justin Trudeau are doing to his quote unquote citizens. It's beyond the pale what he's doing. He's so evil. Final question for you, Doc, really an observation, just to go back to what happened to Bob Saget. I actually do feel really bad for the guy. His humor was off color, to say the least, joked a lot about pedophilia and a lot of really bad stuff, but I feel badly for what happened to him, because he took the booster because he wanted to live. He took the vaccines because he wanted to live. Is that not the most ironic thing in the world?
It's very much the most ironic thing in the world. And it also just shows me how little education or information the people have. And I don't know what kind of rocks people have been hiding under or behind, or what sort of coma that they've been in for the last 2 years, because, you know, there's people like you and Clay and me and, you know, a whole bunch of other people with fairly sizable platforms that have been educating about the problems with these messenger RNA shots and the double standard DNA shots of the J&J shot, the blood clots. In fact, you know, if you go to my website, which is drtenpenny.com, at the educational tab, you can see I've written 2 eBooks on the 20 mechanisms of injury, on how the COVID shots can make you sick or kill you. And then 3 months later, I did a second eBook, 20 more mechanisms of injury, about how the shots can make you sick or kill you. So there's at least 40 different ways that have been known. And I published these in 2021. And they're all hyperlinked to mainstream peer-reviewed medical literature that shows it. So as the science rolls out and says, yes, there's blood clots, yes, there's myocarditis, yes, there's a long list of neurological complications, the autoimmune diseases, all of the things with stillbirths and miscarriages and spontaneous abortions, which are miscarriages that we call them, all this long list of health problems that are happening with these shots. It's just still amazing to me how people are volunteering to commit suicide, which is exactly what they're doing with these shots. And so they do, and they're bowing a knee to the pharmaceutical industry, the same convicted felons who have created medications that they paid billions and billions of dollars of fines for. And now the people are going, oh, well, I can trust this product by the pharmacia, and they're doing it either out of fear or out of convenience. And I think that probably Bob Saget was doing it out of convenience so that he could go into clubs, so that he could say he was fully vaccinated. And we're bowing our knee to the wrong master. We're bowing our knee to the pharmaceutical industry, the pharmacia, which is the sorcerers, and started bowing our knee to the Lord Jesus and asking him to protect us and to save us from all this tyranny and to keep us healthy and well. And so it's dark will come is being shown into the light, and people are having to make a choice. Are you going to get your life real with God, or are you going to follow the pharmaceutical industry for your solutions for your healthcare?
Yeah, Clay, listen to this, and Dr. Tenpenny, you'll appreciate this. So the cognitive dissonance runs deep, and I firmly believe that there is a percentage of the population that suffers from Stockholm syndrome and will always listen to big pharma and big media. That's where they get their information, and they're happy to get it. Case in point, my own mother, she doesn't want me and one of my sons to come visit during his spring break from college because we're not vaccinated. My own mother. So literally, it's Stockholm syndrome. It's cognitive dissonance.
I have a thought, and I've shared this on other shows, but we've got a family member kind of distant, removed. You know, you have like extended family. And I only know about this story because they posted on Facebook, and it was a witty statement that kind of rhymed, mm-hmm. and it went kind of, you know, quasi-viral, because that's the goal. you know, and then they share it with me and they send me a text. So I have to see it. But it's like, don't ask. I'm wearing this mask because my kid isn't vaxxed. And it's them in their house wearing a mask in their own house to protect themselves from their child who isn't vaccinated. And the child's like 4 years old.
Wow.
And I look at the picture and I'm like, you gotta be kidding. Wearing two masks in the house. It says, don't ask. I'm wearing this mask to protect myself because my kid's unvaxxed.
That kid's going to be developmentally delayed.
And it had just tons of shares.
Wow.
And, you know, part of my family that is like out of their mind. These are people that are very mainstream. The mainstream media is good for us. The mainstream media. These are people that are all, we have to go to college to become doctors. We have to become doctors. They're all highly educated, but very dumb. That's why I applaud Dr. Tenpenny for being a doctor who has critical thinking. I mean this because Dr. Bartlett has critical thinking, Dr. Tenpenny, Dr. Zelenko, but a lot of you can get through medical school, current medical school, by just memorizing things.
That's true.
And if you can just submit to what they tell you and memorize it and regurgitate it, you can. So a lot of this educated family, and the story gets crazier. One of the people that commented is an elderly person who people have always commented, wow, he's always in great health. Great health. I mean, he's in his late 70s. Great health, this guy. Wow. Mm-hmm. He goes and gets his first shot, Aaron, mm-hmm. and he gets paralysis of one side of the face, you know? Mm. So his response to the family was, he says, I'm so glad I got the vaccine because if I didn't, the COVID could have been worse. That's what caused it was COVID. It caused me to have this paralysis. So he goes in and gets the booster, has a full stroke. His response is he tells people not to come visit him for Thanksgiving unless they've done their part to get vaccinated. And I'm not, this is like, you went from totally great health to terrible health.
Sounds like a and death I just, cult.
It is a death cult. But you know what? If it wasn't for great shows like yours, the truth would not be out there. And at some point, Sean, whenever you want to come to what we're calling internally, we don't call it, not publicly, but internally, Aaron.
Yeah.
We call it Sean's General Flynn's Reawaken America Tour.
That's true.
And so we just want to invite you to the tour that you we don't put your name on the flyer, but really internally, it's Sean's General Flynn's.
Yeah.
It's like Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Yeah.
It's good. That's kind of how we look at it.
I've always laughed at that name, Ruth's Chris. Yeah, that's a mind bender. I love that. Great reference. All right. Dr. Tenpenny, are you going to the next one? When will you be speaking again?
I won't be going to the next couple because I'm going to be traveling out of, well, quite honestly, I'm going to be taking a vacation.
You deserve it.
So, but probably after May, after the May event, I hope that Clay will be so gracious as to invite me back so I can speak at ones going forward from there.
All right. You're not going to Florida, are you? Because if you are, maybe you could talk some sense into my mom.
Well, I'm going to be going to Florida for some other things. So when I'm going to go, I will let you know, and maybe we can make that happen. Okay.
All right. It sounds good. Clay, shout out the website, will you?
Yeah. One more time. It's timetofreeamerica.com. And why I mentioned that website so obsessively is when we interview folks like Kash Patel or General Flynn or Mike Lindell or whoever the big name is, or Dr. Tenpenny or Dr. Madej or whatever, I take notes. And I try to organize the information in silos. So if you want to spend a whole day or a couple hours just researching the nefariousness of the Bill Gates Fauci connection, you can do that.
Yep.
Or if you want to learn about the models that said that 2.2 million Americans would die are false, you want to see that. If you want to learn about how the PCR test, the polymerase chain reaction tests are false, or if you want to learn about how the organization Black Lives Matter was funded by a lesbian Marxist, but was founded by a lesbian Marxist and funded by a racist white Nazi. I cannot make that up. Lesbian Marxist who admits to praying to demons founded Black Lives Matter. And it's funded by a racist white Nazi. These are the kinds of things you can go down the rabbit trail and research that. And it's all cited. So I encourage everyone to go to timetofreeamerica.com to claim your tickets and to just stay updated. Many people describe it as kind of like the Wikipedia of the Great Reset. So I encourage people to check it out.
All right. Very good. Dr. Tenpenny, for people who want to help support your parallel real healthcare system, that's the tenpennyalliance.org. Is that the best place?
Yes, that's the place. And if you want to see all the other offerings and, you know, talks that I've done and, you know, visit just other ways that you can support what I do, that's just drtenpenny.com, drtenpenny. Drtenpenny.com is sort of like my signature site. But what we're doing in developing this parallel healthcare system is the tenpennyalliance.org.
All right. Very good. God bless you for doing it. We appreciate you, your voice, truth. Justice, that's what we all hunger for. God, I hunger for justice. That's my thing. If there's one word I have that describes the way I feel every day. What do I want most? I just want justice.
I want justice, and I want Sean's Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
All right. Our guests have been Clay Clark, Aaron Antis, and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Steve.
And friends, for my websites, if you want to catch those great videos from people like Dell Bigtree and some of the other clips I've played, like the one from Dr. Brian Artis, you'll want to visit thephaser.com. And of course, for real news every single day for free, visit us directly at sgtreport.com. That's the antidote to corporate propaganda. God bless you and your family. Bye-bye.
Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates, they outright say it. These vaccines change who you are. And they change who you are by changing your genetic code.